Thanks for tuning back to the Charlene Grover podcast. Today I'll be talking about how people let other people control them when they listen and believe others' opinions. I feel like a broken record, but I truly feel like you won't be happy and truthfully content with yourself and your life if you continue to care what other people think. I'm not perfect, and sometimes I also fall into the craziness of life, but over the years I've made it a point that I've made to myself to not let other people get to me. Although sometimes it still happens, but I am human, and we all go through these situations every now and then. I want you to know that having emotional balance is very important to your health. I know some people don't have emotional balance for health reasons, but overall, if you can get to that point of awareness of yourself, then you will be able to manage your own self-esteem in a different way than maybe you normally would. It's like this crazy yo-yo effect. When other people approve of you and your decisions, you feel great. When other people disapprove of you, you feel like crap. Don't become someone else's slave to what they want and what they feel is right. There is no need to please anyone but yourself, and turn towards your own needs first so you can ultimately make a good decision and also feel good about the decision you've made. People pleasing never ends. You squash your own desires and mold yourself to fit the idea of what other people think you should be. You stop being yourself. You stop trusting your own judgment. You stop showing your personality, and you stop trusting your own intuition. Make your opinion be the most important opinion. Live authentically and live a life you desire and have passion for. There are so many people in this world who will always be jealous, who won't want you to do well. They don't want to see you happy. Don't give them the power. Take control and have the strength to not care and do what you feel is the best decision for you. Live life on your own terms. I know I've mentioned this before, but I used to care what people thought of me, especially because I always had older friends, and I was too insecure with myself, thinking that maybe they knew better than me because they had more experience than I did. I would always think a lot before I stated an opinion because I didn't want to feel embarrassed. So many of us stop ourselves from living our best lives in fear of what other people might think of us. But once you decide not to care and be 100% yourself, you are able to make genuine relationships, you are automatically more confident in yourself, and you feel free in knowing that you will always say what you want and say what you feel, even if the other person is not happy with it. And if society tells you that it's wrong, then you will still have the strength and courage to continue on with the same decisions because you believe in yourself. Also, let's talk a little bit about comparing yourself to other people. Stop comparing. Stop looking at what everyone else is doing. Everyone's journey is different. Everyone's karma is different. When we drop the comparison and hold ourselves accountable for the goals we have, then you won't feel like you're running a race. And how exhausting is that? All of this is self-imposed and will continue to make you unhappy. So catch your breath and let that shit go. Now. So many people have the issue of valuing other people's opinions. And when you overvalue what other people think of you, it's because you're looking for someone else to fill your cup. You're looking for someone else to give you self-esteem. Let it stop now. Start feeling good about yourself right now. Disconnect from other people's opinions right now. Set boundaries with people who may not be 100% authentic with you. Demand respect from others. And ultimately, this is your life. Connect with your own truth and seek questions from your own intuition. Make your own decisions and don't be scared to fail or care what other people think, because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, one of the things that will matter is if you've lived a truthful and authentic life. Be yourself and be confident in your thoughts, opinions, and decisions. And one last thing I will say is that your path is different, it's unique, and it is special. Check in with your intuition, because then you will always be connected with your truth. Thanks for listening. With every good wish, Charlene Grover.